Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
In today's cattle futures market, generally weaker. The August live cattle were up 75 at 141.55. That was the only cattle contract that was higher. The October down 15 at 142.90. The December 148.92, down 17. The August will go off the board on Wednesday, the 31st. So that's winding down. Looking at the feeder cattle, we were down over $2 for the most part. The September were down 227 at 179.92. The October's 232 lower at 180.105. October's 182.90 down 227. They pretty much been selling off for about 7-8 straight trading days. We're now below the 20-day moving average and 50-day moving average. We gap lower today. Of course, corn was higher, so that was kind of impactful. But we've sold off about $10 in the November feeder cattle. The August, which came on the board Friday, traded $200 for one trade. Today's trade, a little bit off that. It looks like it's going to settle about 70 or so lower, 197.75. And then the hog market, we're at $1.40 to $1.60 higher here, with October up $1.60 at 92.25. December hogs, $1.65 higher at 184.60. Had about 8,500 head in Oklahoma City today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And today's grain futures market was mixed in kind of a big way. The November beans were down 23.5 cents at 14.37¾. While December corn was up 18¾ at 6.83. So corn and beans are going in completely opposite directions. We had a Pro Farmer Crop Tour, which released their national averages on Friday afternoon. It was bearish to the beans, and bullish to corn. The bean number was right in line with what the USDA had projected. Bean yield was 51.7. The USDA was at 51.9. And then the three-year average is 49.9 bushels per acre. So soybean yield's a little bit bigger than the last three-year average. The corn yield was 168.1 bushels per acre, where the USDA is currently at 175.4. So about 7 bushels per acre lower than the USDA. And the three-year average is 172.6. So sounds disappointing at 168, but that's still a pretty large crop. I think DTN put it at about 167. So there are other people that are lower, but that's still a really good size crop. On Friday, the stock market sold off. It was down about 1,000 points. Today, it was down early, but it's only down about 75 currently in the Dow. Crude oil, on the other hand, is up about $4, putting it around 97 bucks.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.